Lawmakers have advanced legislation designed to limit cooperation between law enforcement officials in Vermont and federal immigration authorities. But at the same time, Governor Phil Scott's administration is seeking federal funds earmarked to strengthen partnerships between Vermont police and the U.S. Border Patrol. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Operation Stone Garden is a funding program operated by the Federal Department of Homeland Security. In a memo earlier this month, Vermont State Homeland Security officials notified law enforcement agencies about a federal funding opportunity through Operation Stone Garden. The memo says, quote, "Operation Stone Garden will strengthen partnerships with local law enforcement agencies while increasing border awareness and intelligence." So which is it? Is the legislature going to pass Senate Bill 79 and prevent local cops from enforcing immigration law? Or is the state going to take federal money designated to create stronger partnerships between local and federal law enforcement? Governor Phil Scott says both.
We want to work with our federal counterparts. I don't believe that this is in contradiction at all with that.
It's been a common misconception around S-79 that it will prevent local law enforcement from participating in federal immigration enforcement. It does nothing of the sort.
That's Jay Diaz, a staff attorney at the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. He says S-79 doesn't go far enough. He says there have been examples of Vermont law enforcement officers helping immigration police inappropriately in Vermont. There are documented cases of Vermont police calling immigration officials to give them information about someone they suspect of immigration violations. And Diaz says that kind of cooperation would remain completely legal under the proposed legislation. The ACLU is asking the state to add more protections.
We want a policy of non-involvement in immigration matters.
But it stands to reason that if the state is taking money from the feds to facilitate local police involvement with border enforcement, then that's not a policy of non-involvement. Public Safety Commissioner Tom Anderson says that from a public safety perspective, the kind of cooperation called for by Operation Stone Garden makes a lot of sense.
Vermont has an interest, independent of the federal government, to ensure the safety of its borders. So things like drug smuggling, human trafficking, terrorism, law enforcement in Vermont has an equal interest in making sure that doesn't occur across the border as the federal government does.
But at least one lawmaker wants to add limits to how much state officials can help federal authorities by providing intelligence, which is exactly what Operation Stone Garden calls for. Democratic Representative Barbara Rachelson of Burlington introduced a bill earlier this year to require federal authorities to get a warrant before state or local governments give them information. She says executive orders and other federal directives from President Donald Trump made her wonder if the state might be giving the federal government data about Vermont residents that might be used against them.
It just needs to be sort of questioned who has access to what and what information is in there and why is it being shared.
Rachelson says she hasn't found satisfying answers to those questions, but she says it's up to lawmakers to find the answers to protect Vermonters from unfair treatment by the federal government. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.